O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Matthew 20, verses 1 through 16. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Open Hands by Jessica Fox, Paul Zach, and Taylor Leonard. Soft guitar picking and quiet vocals sound almost as if the singer is singing to themselves. Even when other harmonies and synthetic strings are added, the text is clearly a prayer, freely releasing whatever work the author has done to the Lord's service.
The earth you made and blessed in days, your spirit breathing into clay. Lord, I receive with open hands, open hands. The breath that fails, the light that fades, while earth and heaven pass away, I let them go with open hands, open hands. In desert days of feast you spread, and with your manna I am fed. Lord, I receive with open hands, open hands. And when another needs this bread, they ask as Christ who broke and blessed, I let it go with open hands, open hands. The work that waits for me today, the joys and sorrows on the way, Lord, I receive with open hands, open hands. I bring you I give because you freely gave. I let it go with open hands, open hands, open hands.
Matthew 20, verses 1 through 16. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, "You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first." And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to the last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" So the last will be first, and the first last.
Our passage today comes at the end of a conversation between Jesus and his disciples. Jesus had just challenged the rich young ruler to give away all of his possessions and follow him. And maybe you know the story, the young man couldn't do it. Well, seeing this, Peter then turns to Jesus and asks, "See, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Peter sees the rich young ruler fail and uses it as an opportunity to flex his own obedience. "Check out me, Jesus. Look what I've done for you. What are my rewards going to be?" And at this point, Peter is likely still thinking in terms of an earthly kingdom. What am I going to get when Jesus finally beats up the Romans and restores Israel? I love the disciples because they so often mirror to us our own hearts. For those of us who have been following Jesus for a while, it can be so easy to start to develop a sense of, "I've earned something from God. Check out my Bible reading. Check out my church attendance. Check out my spiritual disciplines." Especially when we compare ourselves to others, either unbelievers or perhaps immature believers. Feelings of superiority and pride can so easily slip into the hearts of religious people. So Jesus uses this as an opportunity to teach Peter and us about his heavenly kingdom. It's like a master who hires laborers. He hires some at the beginning of the workday, some in the middle, and some at the very end. Surprisingly, at the end of the day, he gives them all a full day's wage. And if you view it from the perspective of the full day worker, who represents the lifelong religious person, we get upset. That doesn't seem fair. I worked harder and longer than everyone else. I've been out here in the scorching heat all day. I earned this. That person over there did not. Notice the language of verse 11. When they got their wages, they grumbled at the master. And notice how the master responds in verse 15. "Do you begrudge my generosity?" When we start to feel like we've earned God's mercy, we grumble when he gives it to those whom we perceive don't deserve it. Think of when the Pharisees grumbled at Jesus hanging out with the tax collectors and the prostitutes. A religious pride seeps in. And instead of joyfully receiving God's mercy, it irks us. It feels unfair. It feels unjust. For those of us lifelong religious people, we need to let this parable challenge us. And what is the solution? Well, it's to recognize that we haven't actually earned anything. Jesus' kingdom comes to us as pure gift, pure grace. As Jonathan Edwards once said, "We bring nothing to our salvation except the sin that made it necessary." Jesus concludes the parable with this striking lesson. In the kingdom, the last will be first, and the first will be last. The kingdom is not about self-advancement, but self-lowering. Be reminded today of God's grace for you. Let it change you. Let it humble you. Today, reflect on how it is truly good news that God's kingdom is yours, not because of your performance, but purely because of God's generosity.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O merciful Lord, grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.